This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
The Kentucky Agriculture Development Board approved funding for several projects during the recent meeting at the National Farm Machinery Show in Louisville. The grants are allocated from the tobacco settlement funds the state receives each year, with Kentucky Office of Ag Policy Director Brian Lacefield noting one project will help Metcalf County 4-H'ers purchase country hams.
Metcalf County 4-H Council for their request for their ham project, which is very popular. And we heard from Dr. Laura Stevenson today, who was here on the dean's behalf, and said, we'll have 2,000 of our students participating.
Lacefield says the board decided to fund a request from a Louisville organization.
The Black Acre Conservancy program here in Louisville, they're working with having community gardens and different things. We heard their executive director share a story about several Ukraine families that are actually utilizing plots of lands to establish their crop.
He adds the board's also helping a program that encourages healthy eating through farmers markets.
The Community Farm Alliance is another great partnering agency that we've worked with for a number of years, and their program with giving economic incentives, the Double Dollar Program for these farmers markets.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
If you ever wondered how Farmall got its name, here's an abbreviated list of some of the jobs that Case IH Farmall can do. Baling, cutting, feeding, hauling, loading, raking, cleaning, fertilizing, mowing, chopping, seeding, clearing, irrigating, digging, excavating, grading. Let's make it simple. This tractor does it all. No matter what you're doing, Can-Do comes in red. Farmall. Learn more at caseih.com/farmall or at HR AgriPower with 5 Kentucky locations. Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morgan Field, Owensboro, and Mayfield.
Put a little spring in your step. There's no better place than the Bluegrass State. And Kentucky's 45 state parks offer wide open spaces to play and stay, including private cottages and lakeside campgrounds. Plus, you can tee up at 13 nationally recognized golf courses nestled in beautiful surroundings. Plan your getaway today at parks.ky.gov.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
Kentucky Office of Ag Policy Director Brian Lacefield says Kentucky Ag Development Board members also approved funding for a new restaurant in Louisville.
Alvio's Cuban Meats is a value-added project that we've worked with on differing components to how to put this together, but they're opening a restaurant downtown Louisville, and they're going to earn their grant through the number of Kentucky hogs that they actually process.
The Ag Development Board also approved more than $400,000 for County Ag and Youth Ag investment programs across the state. Follow Traveling the Bluegrass on Facebook and Twitter. Listen to podcasts at youragedge.com. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.